Well, a Food and Drug Administration panel this week recommended that the agency approve a weight loss drug called Qnexa to help treat obese patients. Now, Qnexa is actually a combination of an already existing weight loss drug called Phentermine and another drug that treats seizures and is not yet FDA approved for weight loss. Doctors treating obese patients already prescribe the combination of ingredients that are in Qnexa, but they just prescribe them off-label, as is their right to do. Now, we should add that a advisory panel recommendation to the FDA does not mean that the drug is approved. Sometimes the agency goes against these recommendations, but usually they follow them. And that means that this drug is likely to be approved by the agency, possibly sometime in the spring. Well, we're joined now by our friend Art Kaplan. He's director of the Center for Bioethics at the University of Pennsylvania. Art, good morning.
Good morning.
Also with us, Dr. Louis Aroney. He's director of the Comprehensive Weight Loss Program at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center and has been working with obese patients for the last 25 years. He's been prescribing these drugs in combination that make up Qnexa. Dr. Aroney, good morning.
Good morning.
And let me start with you. Just to throw out the key fact here from the clinical trials from the company Vivus in front of the FDA, patients who take Qnexa, the combination here, lose about 10% of their weight over a year. Now, you think that's significant?
This is a very significant weight loss. We've never seen a medical treatment for obesity. And I want to emphasize that this is a treatment for obesity, not a weight loss medicine to lose the last couple of pounds. We've never seen an obesity treatment that is as effective as this that's not surgery.
And it makes me ask, I've covered a number of these drugs that have gone through the FDA, the most notable one, Fen-Phen, a combination of phentermine, which is in this drug, and another drug that was deemed dangerous as it was being used, dexfenfluramine. Other drugs like Ally, which does something different. There have been other weight loss drugs, Dr. Aroney, and as you know, the problem with these drugs often is that a clinical trial goes on for 6 months or a year, people lose weight, but then almost invariably, over time, gain it all back. What's the experience with Qnexa?
Well, what Qnexa was asked to present was long-term data, and they presented two-year evidence that weight was maintained. And since the 2010 rejection of Qnexa, we now understand why it's so difficult for people to maintain their lost weight. There's a complex hormonal system that pushes weight back up, so that even when people have surgery, there are at least seven hormones that change that are pushing weight back up. So we have to expect that some weight regain will happen with any kind of treatment for obesity, and that's why diet, exercise, behavioral treatment is absolutely necessary in addition to using things like surgery or medication.
And those considerations are often put in front of the FDA with drugs that affect lifestyle. A lot of people insist that they be given in combination with lifestyle changes like diet and exercise. And it makes me want to turn to you, Art Kaplan. There's no question that obesity is a severe and growing public health problem. It causes all kinds of other problems. We can list them: heart disease, high blood pressure, cancer, early death, you name it. But you have some concerns about the impact of a pill like this being approved even for clinically obese people.
Well, I think Dr. Aroney made a very clear point and an important point that this is for people who are severely overweight. It's not the way to maintain your weight. My nervousness is that weight control, we really don't have the tools behaviorally that are effective against this plague of obesity. And the notion of a pill for some people is going to perhaps lead them down the path of thinking they can do what they want and take a pill. Or they may find doctors who prescribe that way and promise that you can eat what you want and take a pill. So I think it's great, important to have a new weapon, you know, somewhere between trying to diet and massive invasive surgery. We need pharmacological help, no doubt about it, but we can't turn away from the reality that it's going to take lifestyle change plus some reform of our food policy. I mean, I like putting all the blame for the obesity epidemic, so to speak, on the individual, but it isn't true. We've got a culture that is promoting food all the time, and that needs to be attended to as well.
Let me point out, Dr. Art Kaplan, as you're talking, that I just saw a flash on one of the TV screens. Shares of Vivus, the company that sells this product, up 77%. since this news from the FDA panel yesterday. So that tells you something about the value of Qnexa to that company. And Dr. Kaplan, you mentioned how important it is that this drug is for severely obese patients. Doctors call it a body mass index of 30 or more, which is clinically obese. But there is no law that requires doctors to use the drug this way. I mean, let's face it, doctors are going to prescribe this drug as they choose. They're going to prescribe this drug as they're encouraged to prescribe it, not necessarily on label. They can give it to whomever they want.
Right, and that's the big danger and the likely danger here. There are two parts of that. One is, if there do turn out to be significant side effects and you're using this pill to manage, let's call it, small weight problems, the risk-benefit ratio may not make any sense. And then there's going to be just a risk that we'll see all kinds of people saying, hey, you know, you go and eat what you like, just take this pill, and that's going to solve your problem. And that may make the company making it pretty happy and rich, and it may make it easy on doctors who don't have to go through the long lifestyle speech, but it would be a gross mistake. It's just not the way to handle the overall challenge of obesity.
Dr. Louis Aroney, you're the guy who has used this combination, and I want to ask you about the side effects because they're important. Certainly, weight loss is important in and of itself and does lead to lifestyle changes proven to prolong life. But this drug also decreased blood pressure, cholesterol, which those are good. But there's an increase in heart rate with this drug. Do we really have any idea in the real world how this combination will affect millions of patients who are increasing their heart rates despite lowering their blood pressure when using this drug? Or is this going to be a national experiment?
We need large-scale studies to prove this, but the initial evidence is very promising. If you look at the trials of 4,000 people, it looks like there's a reduction in the risk of cardiovascular events like stroke and heart attack. So I'm very encouraged by the preliminary evidence.
And the company will also have to show if, despite a reduction in heart attacks and stroke risk, whether this drug actually prolongs life. That's the holy grail. Some drugs can show it and some drugs can't. That's Dr. Louis Aroney, who is a director of Comprehensive Weight Loss Program at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center, and our friend Art Kaplan, bioethicist and friend of the show. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank you.